Hi, I'm Marianne McPart, and my guest today is Shirley Horn. She's a truly inspirational singer and pianist whose sensitivity and romanticism have contributed greatly to her steady rise to stardom. And that's what's happening, Shirley.
There we go.
But it's true, ain't it?
Oh, it's nice to see you again, Marianne.
Oh, it's nice to see you. And I've been following along with all the recordings, and I've seen you on the telly a few times. I think I saw you on the Tonight Show and different things. But you've been a busy gal, haven't you?
I have been, too much so. But all that's changing.
You mean you're not...
I say that every year, but it's really changing this year coming up.
Yeah. It's funny because I say the same thing about I'm busier than I want to be, but then somehow there doesn't seem to be an in-between. You're either terribly busy or you're just having a little fallow period, but I guess I think of the alternative, and I guess... If I really come down to it, I'd rather be too busy than not busy enough. But I mean, everything that's happening to you, it just can't be helped because everything you're doing is so wonderful.
Well, thank you.
And I guess when you and I were here doing the show, it's been a few years now, and I was saying the same kind of thing because at the time you had your first recording for Verve, And I was saying, isn't this exciting? It's on the hit parade. And it was a bullet.
Yeah, I didn't know what that meant at first. But
I bet you do now.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
And so here we are again, several years later, and talking about how great everything is. And it is. And I mean, I can just keep going like this for hours, but I would just love to hear you sing and play something just to... I just cannot wait. Will you do a song?
Sure will. Yes.
All right. What's this one?
This is
Beautiful Friendship.
This is the end of a beautiful friendship and just the beginning of love. I really don't know the title, but that's what it is.
That's what it is. It's a terrific song, and you do it very, very well.
Of a beautiful friendship, it ended a moment ago. This is the end of a beautiful friendship. I know, 'cause your eyes told me so. We were always like sister and brother, until tonight when we looked at each other. That was the end of a beautiful friendship and just the beginning of love. We were always like sister and brother, until tonight when we looked at each other. That was the end of a beautiful friendship and just the beginning of love.
I really love the way you end a lot of your songs, and you go, you do this beautiful song, and then you go, that you really know the song is ended.
Yeah, that's because I had a drummer years ago. Well, I would play the ending, and he was still going on. So I said, okay, we're going to do it like this.
Well, you've had that drummer for a long time. I guess he knows how to end the tune now, doesn't he?
Oh, he definitely knows, yes. Yeah.
What
yeah.
is he, 14 years?
Yeah, about 14, I think we've gone 14 years, the drummer.
And then the bass player.
Charlie, I think, is 23 years. 22, 23 years.
You know, I think that says something about not only about musicians holding a steady job, but also how much they must love working with you and vice versa, because it makes a difference if you have people that long together. I mean, they almost know what you're going to do before you do it, don't they?
Yeah. And Charlie's the bassist, Charles Abels. He watches my hands, and I can't say what I say to him. However, he knows very well, you know, he knows what I'm going to do, which way I'm going to turn. And
do you rehearse a lot, or do you do a lot of things sort of on the spur of the moment?
No, we rehearse when we're going to record, but we work a lot, you know, and
so you can sort of work things out on the gig.
There you go, right.
But now I'm so interested in this Ray Charles record. Was that your idea to do?
Yes, yes.
It's a wonderful idea.
You know, it was so. Here's to life. It was kind of heavy, you know, very heavy for me. It took a lot out of me, and it.
The one with strings.
Yes.
Yeah, you know. But so beautiful, though.
Then a lot of people did a lot of crying with that record. I said, well, you know, I think it's time for me to do something, pat your foot. And, well, Ray Charles is the best potion for that, you know.
Well, they played one track a lot on WPGO, Hit the Road, Jack.
Oh, listen, that was fun.
Oh, I love that thing. It was such sort of a new departure for you, at least for me it was. Well, that's going to be like one of your all-time greats, I think.
You think so?
Doing that, because you have great ideas. Now, well, what do you do? Like, you must be absolutely inundated with people sending you tapes and cassettes, and once you hear this song, this will be the song you're going to do on your next album. What do you do? Do you ever listen to them?
When I have time, you know, which is very seldom. When I go home, I'm tired and I want to relax and rest. I want to water my plants and kind of sleep, you know, come back together. But I have boxes, and eventually I'll get around. Eventually. So I know you know about the same thing.
Well, I do. That's why I brought it up, because I do have the same thing, and you really don't want to ignore people or let them think that you're not going to reply. But it's really hard when you're busy and on the road, and or even as you say, when you're at home, you want to relax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're somebody that's always enjoyed being at home, haven't you?
Oh, yes. I'm a home person. I've got a very strong rubber band, somebody said about me.
Well, it's amazing because, again, as long as I've known you, you live in the same place and the same phone number. And I mean, it's rather comforting to be able to find somebody that does live in the same place, isn't moving around or gone to the West Coast or this or that.
It's, oh, no.
It's very comforting.
I go for a visit. Then I go home. Well,
do you have cats or dogs at home?
No, I don't have cats, but I had a dog that I absolutely adored. He was a birthday present to me. His name was Thunder. He was so beautiful. He was black and he had a big voice, you know. And somebody took him. He was cool, you know. He was always, I'm night people, you know. And whatever I was doing in the house, it would be late at night, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd sing to him.
Well, why don't you sing one to me now?
Sure.
Well, being that I love that Ray Charles recording so much, I would love it if you'd do one of the tunes from it. I think one of my all-time favorites is You Don't Know Me. How about that one?
Okay.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello. I can hardly speak, my heart is beating so. You never, never tell, you think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. I know I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been, but you don't know me. I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy, I'd let my chance go by. The chance that you might love me too. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. Oh, no, I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been, but you don't know me. I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been. But you don't know me.
Oh, you know what kills me is that you're able to do these slow, wonderful ballads, and you don't, and people are so attentive. I mean, it's, I don't think everybody gets this kind of rapt attention for doing slow tunes, and I mean, you can do millions of them in a row and people just love it. Do you think maybe that people are hungry for good tunes? I think that has something to do with it, because you do
maybe
nothing but,
yeah, and maybe people are hungry to hear what the lyric is all about.
That's true.
They're listening to see, what is this lyric all about? You don't hear much of that today.
No, that's true. And I guess that's another good reason for doing a slow tune. You really get to kind of get the sense of the lyric in your head as the song goes along. It doesn't go by so fast that you're thinking, what was that? What did you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I was reading somewhere the album you did in Paris. Something happened to the sound, or for some reason you concentrated on doing a whole lot of slow tunes.
Well, the monitors went out.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And this is a huge stage, and you need a little help. I got very angry because the trucks outside, you know, recording.
Yeah.
But it's necessary for me to hear the guys, and I kind of panicked, you know. Then I got angry, and things weren't going right. I said, well, I don't have to do it my way. I'll just do ballads. And the audience was so wonderful. I think there was one or two coughs in the whole concert, you know.
You mean to let you know there actually was somebody in there?
Yes, you know. It was terrific, you know. But I had to concentrate on the guys moving. It's almost like at a certain point, we kind of started moving as one. It was a great feeling, you know.
Yeah, you said something that I read. You said, again, you said, I'm busier than I want to be, but when I sit down at the piano with the guys,
yeah,
it soothes me.
Yes, everything is all right, you know.
Isn't that that's really
but
great.
The road you have to travel to get to that point, it's kind of rough, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. Well, I know, but probably I don't know as well as you, because I'm not a singer, and boy, I'm not about to start at this late date.
Well, I've heard you sing before.
No, you never heard me sing. It's one thing I'm not about to do. But you know what I would love to do?
What?
And that is do like a piano duet with you, because I love the way you play and your chords. And could we do one?
Okay.
Isn't it romantic? How would that be?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, you start it.
Okay.
Thank you. was just going to do that. You know, that's a good tune to play on. It's a nice tempo, and it just sort of swings. I don't know if you, sometimes if you don't hit the exact right tempo, the thing doesn't come off.
That's so right.
Properly,
oh, yeah.
And you have to be very decisive, as you are with all the chords you play. You know, I wondered if you ever had a big band or played in a big band, because it's sort of once in a while get that feeling from the chords.
Well, that's the feeling I get with the trio. You know, I have all these big band swells in my head. You know, I hear, you know, big band. But, yeah, I did when I was a lot of years ago. Do you remember Bill Potts?
Oh, sure.
In Washington?
Oh, well, my goodness. Did you play with him?
I was token broad in that band.
Oh, what a thing to say.
Yeah, I was. And but I had a ball because they had rehearsals every week. And that was fun, you know.
Well, he used to have some great arrangements.
Oh, he did, yeah.
I mean, that must have been a good thing for you to do, probably as a teenager, were you?
Yeah, I was. But when it was time to record, he did a Porgy and Bess thing. I was pregnant with my daughter. In fact, I was going into labor. And I was so upset. And I was so big. But I went to the Howard Theater anyway. After all this rehearsing and everything, the band was going to play at the Howard Theater. I was miserable, so Bill called me up on the stage. I struggled up there, and I played with the band, and I had to leave because it was time to go to have the baby. But, yeah, I had great fun, you know, with Big Band 4.
That's really, you know, taking the job seriously.
Really?
Playing
well,
up until the last minute.
But I was, you know, I couldn't get to the piano very well, but I had great fun.
Yeah. Boy, that's a great picture, I must say. Well, you seem like somebody that's played all your life. I mean, did you learn by ear, or just did you take any lessons? Or?
I remember, the first thing I remember in life is music. I remember the piano. I understand I remember my grandmother's parlor, you know, old-fashioned parlor. Company sat in the parlor.
Oh, yeah.
There was a piano.
What we called the drawing room.
Yes, right.
You called it the parlor.
Yeah, the parlor.
Yeah.
And my grandmother kept it closed. It was for company. But I was little, and I remember going in this room. It was always cold. And I remember this big piano. And I remember being at that piano. I remember touching it and playing it. And my mother said, my grandmother told her when I was 3 years old to give me piano lessons. Because for some reason, that's the only thing I wanted to do. I wanted play on that old piano. So when I was 4, I had my first piano lessons. Well, the teacher didn't want to take me because I couldn't read or write. But I remember the first thing in my life I remember music. And that piano. Yeah.
It's funny, it's almost the same thing for me, except that my mother played Chopin, and I heard her play, and I just decided I wanted to sit down at the piano and do what she was doing.
Yes.
So that's really how I got started.
Uh-huh.
I didn't take any lessons till much, much later, and then I tried to cram it all.
Yeah.
Well, at some point, didn't you take some lessons at Howard University?
Yes, I did. But I wasn't, who was there during the time was Frank West. Frank West was there. And I was almost 12 years old, and there was a junior school of music. And I was the baby in the school. So a lot of people were coming back to take refresher courses and what have you. But, yeah, that was a long time ago.
Well, I'm sure that whatever you learned there has gone into your playing and singing, because it sure is. I don't know how you manage to get better all the time. I mean, it's just more things happening.
Oh, girl, come on, you're the one.
But It's such a kick having a get-together with somebody you know well and admire their music so much. My guest is Shirley Horn. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz.
Play something for me.
Well, I don't mind playing something. I'm not going to... I'll play something for you. And actually, what I'd like to do is play you a tune of mine. And it's called In the Days of Our Love.
Okay.
All right?
I'm looking forward to that. Thank you. your tune was so beautiful, such a beautiful haunting melody.
That's well, wonderful. Thank you.
Are there lyrics to that?
There are lyrics to that, yeah. Peggy Lee did a lyric to that.
You're kidding?
No.
How come you let me have it?
Are you kidding? I'd be thrilled.
I mean, look, yeah.
I'd be thrilled.
Okay, all right.
All right, it's a deal. Now you just made my day more than you already have. Gee whiz. Well, I've got to hear a tune from this I Love You Paris CD because that has been played and played and as well it should be. And, of course, it knocked me out to hear you do a tune from My Fair Lady. Do you alone decide what's going to be done or does anybody come in and say, we'd like to have you do this tune? Or?
Oh, they try.
They try. But you end up doing what you want to do.
Yeah, you know, I get it. It's in my mind.
I guess that's why it's all so special. That's because you are doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
And, of course, another thing that makes it for me is that you sing and play. You're not a... They're not going to make you into a stand-up singer, are they?
Nope. They tried. No.
I love it. Yeah. It's wonderful because the accompaniment is so special. And... Do you work out the things you're going to play behind you singing, or do you just play whatever comes naturally?
I play what comes naturally, whatever comes to my mind.
Fantastic. You know? Well, do the song. Wouldn't it be lovely? Please.
Okie dokie.
All I want is a room somewhere. Far away from the cold night air, with one enormous chair. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely? Lots of chocolate for me to eat. Lots of cold making lots of heat. Warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Wouldn't it be lovely? Oh, so lovely, sitting absolutely still. I would never budge till spring crept over my windowsill. Someone's head resting on my knee. Warm and tender as he can be. Who takes good care of me? Oh, wouldn't it be lovely, lovely? Lovely, 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 lovely. So bloomin'lutely still. I would never budge till spring crept over my windowsill. Someone's head resting on my knee. Warm and tender as he can be. Who takes good care of me? Wouldn't it be lovely, lovely? Thank you.
you know, I loved hearing you do Wouldn't It Be Lovely, but the thing I liked most of all, I don't know how you made that low note, but it was wonderful. It was like C below middle C, I think.
Yeah.
Goodness, what a range. I loved it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Huh?
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I really did, the whole thing. But you know, there's one thing we could do, which we haven't done yet, if it's okay with you, and that is for you to sing something and let me play behind you.
Sure, I'd love it.
All right, let's do, you want to do I Thought About You?
Okay.
What key?
An F.
All right, well, count it off so I get the right...
Right here. I took a trip on the train, and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane, and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream. Shining down on some little town, and with each beam, same old dream. At every stop that we made, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, then I really got blue. I peeped through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. Then what did I do? I thought about you. At every stop that we made, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, then I really got blue. Through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. But what did I do?
about you.
Well, that was really fun for me. I love to be able to say I accompanied you on a song.
Oh, it was fun for me too.
Yeah. Well, you know, now, of course, I would just like to hear you do your own thing, sing and play something. And could you do That Old Devil Called Love?
Yes, I will.
Great. Yes. Okay.
Gets behind me and keeps giving me that shove again. Putting rain in my eyes, tears in my dreams, and rocks in my heart. That shy old son of a gun again. He keeps telling me that I'm the lucky one again. But I still have that rain, still have those tears, those rocks in my heart. Suppose I didn't play, ran away, wouldn't stay. The devil, what a potion he would brew. He'd follow me round, build me up, tear me down, till I'd be so bewildered, I wouldn't know what to do. Might as well give up the fight again. I know darn well he'll convince me that he's right again when he sings that siren a song. I just gotta tag along with that old devil.
Boy, that's one of the best things you do. They're all great, but that one especially. that song, and the little bluesy touch in there was nice.
Thank you.
Loved that. You know what I thought I'd like to do while I was listening to that song? I'm thinking to myself, it really would be fun to try to improvise like my idea of Shirley Horn, like a musical idea of
you,
personality, character. I don't know how it'll come out, but I'd love to try it.
I'd love to hear it.
All right, here goes.
Okay. It's so flattering, and
well, it was really meant to be just my opinion or my musical.
I'm honored.
View of you, you know,
that's
the
wonderful.
Way you act and look and play and sit at the piano, just trying to get a little cameo.
Well, thank you. I am honored. I'm thrilled. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure, and. It's one of a kind. That's it. No more. I mean, that's it. It's not even going to be transcribed.
Isn't that something? Oh, that's great. Thank you.
So you're welcome, as they say in the States. You know, it's a shame, but we really have to wrap up this whole show. And I've had a lovely time with you, Shirley, as before, and I hope it's not going to be too long before we do this again.
Well, listen, it's been my pleasure.
And
it's always a pleasure, you know.
And you know what? We're going to wind up with one more tune, and we should do something that's nice and easy going. How about we'll make up a blues, Shirley's Blues. Shirley and Marion's Blues.
In F?
In F.
Yes,
okay.
Of course.
What
you
else?
You got it. Hit it, kid.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland and her guest Shirley Horn, a program which originally aired in 1995. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Andrew Milano, mastering engineer Bill Sexton, production coordinators Gene Pinkston and Meg Hires, executive producer Tom Clark. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the Friends of Piano Jazz, NPR member stations, and NPR. Support for the original production of this episode was provided by Exxon Corporation and the Lila Wallace Reader's Digest Fund. Support for the digital archiving of Piano Jazz was provided by Save America's Treasures through a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service Department of the Interior. Support for NPR comes from NPR contributors, which include the Lemelson Foundation, committed to improving lives through invention in the U.S. and developing countries, on the web at lemelson.org, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.